Hello yogis, welcome to Yoga on the Go podcast. Thank you for joining me today. If you have time, please leave me a review on iTunes. Or if you're interested in looking at my Patreon account, the link is in the show notes below. Have a wonderful practice today, yogis. Enjoy. Hello yogis, welcome back. Today we are focusing on spinal rotation. If you've been following along for the last couple of weeks, you'll know that I've been focusing on the different movements of the spine. And today we'll be working on rotation. So twisting. We'll also be getting a little bit into the outer hip that helps for more easeful rotation, and a little bit into the shoulders as well. So it should feel pretty good. All right, let us get started. Before we get started, if you do have a yoga block nearby or in your home, then we'll use it today maybe. If you don't have one, don't panic, or maybe you have something that could be substituted, like an upside down rubbish bin or even a chair. But if you don't have a block or anything that could be used like a block, honestly, don't worry about it. Okay, let's go ahead. We'll come and lay down onto our backs. And let's start with the knees bent, soles of feet onto the mat. Let the arms rest alongside us. And let's bring the feet as wide as the mat and let the knees knock together. And take a moment, just observe. Take a moment to check in with the body. Scan your awareness from the crown of the head all the way throughout the body, to the tips of the toes, and just see what's going on with you today, observing not just the obvious sensations, but the subtle sensations as well. Observing, checking into your emotional state, your mental state. And let's start to move a little. So let's heel toe the feet closer together. We'll pick up the feet and bring the shins parallel to the mat. About a right angle behind the knees and a right angle at the hip joint. Reach the arms up in front of the face, palms face towards the ceiling. And we'll lift the head, neck and shoulders up off the mat. From here, reach both arms forward and to the right. Bring the outside of the left forearm to the outside of the right thigh. And really see if you can work to lift that right shoulder blade up off the mat. Come back to center and across to the other side. Reach both arms forward and to the left. Right forearm outside left thigh. Good. Come back to center. And release soles of feet to the mat, hands onto the belly, and just take a breath. Let the belly soften. We'll do that once more and add on a little bit. Pick up the feet, legs together, shins parallel to the mat. Feel the lower back flatten onto the mat. Reach the hands towards the ceiling in front of your face, palms face upwards. Lift head, neck, and shoulders. Reach both arms forward and to the right again. Work to lift that right shoulder blade up off the mat. Come back through center and across to the second side. Both arms forward and to the left. Lovely. Good. Come back to center. Straighten the right leg up to the sky and extend the left leg forward. Left leg just hovers off the mat. Reach both arms forward and to the right. And now switch sides. left leg reaches to ceiling, right leg extends towards top of the mat, and reach both arms forward and to the left. Right forearm outside, left thigh. Lovely. Come back to center. Bend the knees, soles of feet to the mat, head down, hands to the belly, and release. So without knowing it, here, you just did two arm balances laying on your back, requiring a lot more engagement of core than actually the arm balances themselves. Let's draw the knees in towards the chest. Hug the knees in here. And when you're ready, roll to one side and push yourself up to a seat, or rock yourself up to sit and extend both legs in front of you for Dandasana, staff pose. Good. Let's bend into the right knee. Bring the sole of the right foot onto the mat. Step the right foot across outside the left thigh here. And then bring your right foot to the outside of the left hip. So you're in half Gomukhasana with your right knee stacking on top of the left knee. Option to stay here, or you can lean to the left, bend into the left knee, and come into full Gomukhasana legs. This is your choice. If it's funny in the knees, I recommend that you straighten the bottom leg or come into an easy cross-legged pose instead with the right shin in front. Let's go ahead and reach the left arm forward and overhead. Make a fist with the left hand and bend the left elbow to bring the fist onto your upper back. From there, reach the right arm behind you. Make a fist with the right hand. Internally rotate the right arm so the inside of the wrist faces upwards. Bend the elbows and bring the back of the fist onto the mid-back. Good. Keep front ribs contained and lift the chin. Lift the back of the skull up and back. Last inhalation here. And then we'll exhale and let's release the hands and come out of the legs. Nice and slowly, carefully extend both legs forward in front of you. Dandasana, staff pose again. Come back to second side. We'll bend left knee, step the sole of the left foot outside the right thigh, and then bring the left foot across next to the right hip. Option to stay here with the bottom leg extended, or you can go ahead, lean to the right, bend the right knee and bring the right foot outside the left hip. From here, we reach right arm forward and up overhead. Make a fist with the right hand, bend the elbow and bring the fist onto the upper back. Then we reach the left arm back behind us. Feel the engagement of the left tricep here as you reach the arm back. And make a fist with the left hand, internally rotate the left arm and bring the fist onto the mid-back or the lower back. You're not letting the fingers grab together like they would normally in Gomukhasana arms. The fists are just reaching towards one another. Chest lifts, front ribs draw in, chin is lifted. Take a last inhalation. And exhale, first release the arms and untangle the legs. From here, cross the ankles, shift forward and come into your first downward facing dog. Good, take a couple of breaths and downward dog to pedal out the feet. Remembering that downward dog is about finding that axial extension, that length in the spine. Lovely. Let's go ahead now and bend your left knee deeply. Keep the right leg straight and turn the right heel in, right toes slightly out on the mat, about 45 degrees. Then turn the torso towards the right, look underneath the right armpit while you reach into the hands and lift the right hip crease up and away. Come back to center. Classical downward facing dog. Exactly the same thing second side. Bend right knee deeply, keep left leg straight. Pivot and turn the left heel in, left toes 45 degrees out to the left. Turn the torso to the left, look underneath left armpit. Reach into the hands, left hip crease up and away behind you. Lovely, come back to center. Classical downward facing dog. From your downward facing dog, let's walk all the way up to the top of the mat and come into a standing forward fold. Uttanasana. Good. Once again, we'll take a little opening for the outer hip and also now incorporate a little more rotation. So let's again bend deeply into the right knee. Keep the left leg as straight as possible. Bring the right hand onto the mat or onto a block directly in front of your face. Left hand to hip crease here. Inhale, elongate, lengthen the spine. Exhale, rotate the torso to the left. And release left fingertips up towards the ceiling. Lovely. Take another inhalation. Exhale, release left fingertips back down onto the mat. Second side, left knee bends deeply. Left fingertips onto the mat in front of the face. Right leg is as straight as you can have it. Doesn't matter if it doesn't straighten all the way. Right hand to your hip crease. Use the hand to feel a gentle drawing back and a hugging in of the outer right hip. Lengthen, inhale, crown of head extends forward. Exhale, rotate torso towards the right. Release right fingertips to sky. Lovely. Last inhalation here. Exhale, release the twist, release the right fingertips down to the mat. Good, inhale, let's bring the hands to the shins and lift the torso halfway. Exhale, fold forward over the legs. We'll rise to stand, inhale, reach up, arms overhead. Exhale, bring the hands to prayer in front of the heart. One half salutation, let's keep moving. Inhale, reach the arms overhead. Exhale, fold forward at the hip. Halfway lift, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, fold forward. Rise to stand, inhale, reach through the fingers. Hands to prayer, exhale. We are in Tadasana. Keeping on now, inhale, reach the arms forward and overhead. Exhale, soften the knees, fold over the legs. Lift the chest, inhale, tops of thighs reach back. Exhale, fold and step the right foot back. We'll come into a high lunge, crescent lunge. Inhale, reach the arms up overhead. On the exhalation, let's release the arms behind us and hold opposite elbows or opposite forearms. Feel like the elbows or the forearms want to pull out to the sides, but the hands won't let them. Lift the chest, inhale, hair. Exhale, release the hands to the mat. Step back to downward facing dog. Lovely. Inhale, lift the right leg, three-legged dog. Exhale to step your right foot forward between your hands. Take your time to get there. We come back up into a high lunge or inhale for crescent lunge. Reach the arms up. And on the exhale, bend the elbows and bring the arms into cactus arms. Elbows are about the height of the shoulders here. Good, palms face forward. Now, without using the arms, just using your rotational core, take an inhalation. Exhale, rotate the torso to the right. It might not go so far, and that's okay. You're just using rotational core. Without leaning forward now, keep driving into the legs. but release the left hand to the outside of the right thigh and reach those right fingertips back. Gaze follows. Inhale here. Exhale to release. Bring the torso to face forward and release the hands down. Step forward, fold forward. Lift the chest, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, fold. Rise to stand, inhale, reach through the fingers. Hands to prayer, exhale. One more, inhale, reach the arms. Same thing. Exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Exhale, this time left foot steps back. Inhale, high lunge, reach the arms overhead. Exhale, once again, release the arms behind you. Hold opposite forearms or opposite elbows. Inhale here, see if you can bring the other forearm in front to last time. Exhale, release hands to mat. Step back, downward facing dog. Inhale, down dog, steady breath. Exhale here. Left leg lifts, inhale, three-legged dog. Exhale, step the foot forward between the hands. Rise up, reach the arms up, inhale. On the exhale, bend elbows. Come back to cactus arms. Keep driving into the legs, driving the feet into the mat. Use your exhale to turn the torso to the left. No arms, arms stay in cactus. Keep working those rotational core muscles and release right hand to outside of left thigh. Left fingertips reach back. Gaze follows, take the inhalation here. Good. Exhale, release back to center. Hands to the mat. Step forward. Inhale, halfway lift, lengthen. Exhale, fold. Let's bend the knees, sit the hips back. Inhale, reach the arms. Utkatasana, chair pose here. Exhale, release, fold back forward over the legs. Inhale, lift halfway. Exhale, fold. Once more, bend the knees, sit the hips back, weight in the heels, reach the arms, Utkatasana. Exhale, come all the way down into a squat, land on your bottom, use your hands to help you if you need. Lift the legs, Navasana, boat pose. And now we do exactly the same thing that we did laying on our back at the beginning. Palms reach forward towards the front of the mat. Reach both arms forward and to the right. Left forearm outside, right knee or right thigh. Chest is lifting. Come back to center, then reach both arms forward and to the left. Right forearm pushes outside of left thigh. Come back to center. And then any way you like, cross the ankles or just bring the feet to one side. Shift forward, transition back to downward facing dog. Steady the breath, smooth the breath hair in your downward facing dog. Checking in with the breath. Checking in with the sensations, the mind. Lovely. Good. Let's move on. Let's go ahead and step the right foot forward between the hands and we'll pivot on the feet to come into a wide-legged forward fold here. Toes face long edge of mat and hands are really underneath the shoulders, so you're still getting that extension of the spine. Hands can come up onto a block today as well if you like a little extra height and spaciousness. Bring your right hand onto the block or the floor underneath the face and the left hand onto your sacrum, right at the base of your spine. Fingertips face back away from you. As you inhale, lengthen crown of head forward, tops of thighs back. And exhale, let the pelvis go with the spine today. Turn towards the left-hand side and release the left fingertips up towards the ceiling. Take another inhalation in your twist on the side. And exhale, release back to center. Bring your left fingertips down onto the floor or the block in front of your face. Right fingertips onto sacrum, right at the base of your spine. Inhalation, drive into feet, elongate in the spine. Exhale, let pelvis tilt with you as you turn torso to the right and release right fingertips up to the ceiling. Take an inhalation, drive into outer edges of feet, lift inner arches. Exhale, right hand releases down to center. Good. Walk the hands now towards the top of your mat, pivot on your feet, and we'll step back to our downward facing dog. Lovely. Let's start to balance a little bit here. Inhale, float the right leg, three-legged dog. Exhale, let's shift forward into a one-legged plank. Right leg is not lifted high here. Inhale, lift the right leg up and back. Take the twist now. Right hip opens away from left leg. Bend the knee, drop the heel. Twisted downward face, twisted three-legged dog. Restraighten the leg, inhale. Exhale, step right foot forward between the hands. Come back up into a crescent lunge. Hands together in front of the heart. Anjali Mudra. Now this is where you might find that you'd like to use a block here. Let's see how you go. As you exhale, lean forward over your front leg, shift the weight into the right foot, and as you're ready, lift the left leg into Warrior Three. Good. Steady breath, steady gaze here. Chest is forward. Working hard to hug the outer right hip in. And now let's release both hands to the floor or to the block. It's okay if you need to bend into that supporting knee. And we'll keep our left hand on the floor or the block underneath our shoulder and bring our right hand to our hip here, to our right hip. Left leg is still lifted here. It's okay if you're tired and you need to take a break and come back in. Stick with me. Inhale. Crown of head lengthens. Reach back through the left heel. And as you exhale, rotate the torso to the right and reach right fingertips to sky for revolved half moon. Lovely. Take an inhale. You've got this. Exhale, right fingertips release to the floor. Remove the block if you were using it and step yourself back to downward facing dog. One more side to go. Inhale, float left leg, three-legged dog. Keep pelvis neutral, left toes straight down. Exhale, one-legged plank. Left leg's not lifted high. Keep front ribs lifting away from mat. Inhale, lift left leg, and now take the twisted three-legged dog. Pelvis opens to left, bend knee, drop heel, look under left armpit. Restraighten left leg, inhale. Exhale, left foot steps forward between the hands. Good. Come up into your crescent lunge. Find a steady lunge. Hands together in prayer. As you're ready, use the exhale, lean forward over the front thigh, shift the weight forward into that front foot, the left foot, and when you're ready, lift the right leg up. Good. See if you can keep your chest lifted. Keep the shoulders drawing down the back as you balance in Warrior Three. Last inhalation. I know it's hard. Exhale, release the hands to the floor or a block. Good. Work to keep that right leg lifted. It's okay if you need to take a gentle bend into the left knee. Bring your left hand to your hip. Right hand stays on the floor or the block, right underneath the right shoulder. Reach through the inner right heel. Use the left hand on the hip to hug the outer hip in and draw it back. Inhale, extend through spine and crown of head. Exhale, turn the torso to the left and reach left fingertips to sky. Good. This is a really tricky one and it doesn't always feel so beautiful. Takes a lot of hard work. Last inhale. Exhale, release from your revolved half moon. Bring both hands to the mat. Remove the block. And let's step back. Downward facing dog. Really, really nice. Beautiful. Lower the knees onto the mat. Hips back towards the heels. Take a brief child's pose here. Good. Come up to sit and extend both legs in front of you back into Dandasana. We'll take a seated twist here. Bend both knees and slide the heels halfway towards your bottom, towards your sitting bones. And we'll bring, let's start together by bringing the left foot underneath the right leg across to the outside of the right hip. Kind of like you're coming into half Lord of the Fishes pose. So my left leg's come across underneath my right leg, left foot's about outside right hip. Lift the right toes off the mat, lean forward, bring both hands to take a hold of the ball of the right foot. Pick the right heel up off the mat. And when you're ready, work to straighten the right leg and lift the chest here. Lovely. Now you have the option to stay here. It really doesn't matter if you can't straighten your right leg. If you need to keep a bend in it, that's okay. Or if you wish to make this into a twist or its revolved version, keep the left hand holding the ball of the right foot and release the right arm, open the chest to the right, reach right fingertips back behind you. Good, another inhale here. And exhale, we'll release that and come back to center, come back to Dandasana, staff pose. Second side, bend both knees, draw the heels halfway up to the bottom. This time the right leg comes in underneath the left leg. Right knee bends, right foot is approximately outside the left hip here. Good. As you do this, or as you prepare, lift the left toes up off the mat. Reach the arms forward to take a hold of the ball of the left foot. Lean back slightly, lift the left heel. See if you can keep working to lengthen and lift the lower back up away from the mat. And it doesn't matter any amount, work to extend the left leg. Shoulders are drawing down the back and gaze is up and lifted. Gaze is soft and steady. Keep right hand holding on to left foot. And as you like, exhale, turn towards the left leg, towards the left, and reach left fingertips back. Gaze can follow. Good, lovely. Last inhalation, whether you're in the twist or just keeping both hands on the foot. Exhale to bring the torso to center. Release the knee. Release the foot. Untangle yourself. Keep both knees bent, soles of feet on the mat. And come to lay down on the mat, onto your back. Good. Bring outer right ankle on top of left thigh. Pick up the left foot. Reach through to take a hold of the back of the left thigh or the front of the right shin. Figure four, stretch here. And then let that go. Let the sole of the left foot come down onto the mat. Open the arms out wide to the side or bring the arms into cactus arms. And let everything fall over towards the floor on the left-hand side, coming into a supine twist. Sole of right foot will push down into the mat and right knee will open up towards the ceiling. If you like to bring the left hand to hold the top of the right foot or the front of the right ankle and help with that anchoring feeling of the right foot into the floor, you can do that. Good, and then we release that, come back up to center. Release the right ankle from the left thigh and switch sides. Left ankle on top of right thigh. Draw the legs in, and if you like, take a hold of back of right thigh or front of left shin. Shoulders stay heavy though, and back of the neck stays long. And then let the hands go from the right leg. Once again, open the arms wide and let everything shift to fall towards the floor on the right-hand side. You can take your time coming into this, letting sole of left foot fall down onto the mat, left knee towards the ceiling. Maybe right hand takes a hold of left ankle or left foot and pushes it down into the mat. Good, and observe what sensation you feel in outer left hip, left waist, in the spine. And then release the hand from the foot if you had a hold of it. Bring the legs back up to center. Uncross the legs. And either for final shavasana today, bring the legs into constructive rest, feet as wide as the mat, knees together, or extend the legs long onto the mat, arms alongside you. Make any final movement or fidgeting or shaking that you need to make. And close your eyes and just let everything drop down. Feeling back of head on the mat, shoulder blades, forearms, backs of the hands, upper back of the pelvis, thighs, calves, heels. Anchoring down, softening, releasing, down and outward. Stay here for another few minutes if you can, or at least just take 5 slow, steady breaths. Enjoy the gift of actually surrendering, letting go, doing nothing. Thank you for joining me here today, yogis. Namaste.